Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Emporium Arcade Bar. Emporium hosts awesome game, beer, food, and live music events daily in Wicker Park and Logan Square. Visit EmporiumChicago.com for info.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. This is Chunt, the shapeshifter. Arnie is not able to host today's episode. He's a little hungover, so he's upstairs above us now, puking his brains out. But we're going to make do without him. So this is a weekly podcast that takes place in the Vermilion Minotaur, a tavern here in Foon, in the town of Hogsface. And what happened is about 8 months ago, Arnie fled his wife and child, purposely ducked behind a Burger King and fell into a portal, and he's been hiding out here ever since. We just do some interviews. So I'm joined, as always, by my great friend.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Viangyalik. The dwarves know me as Zonanin Hugstangis.
You're really relishing this.
And I am known in the northeast. This guy's my husband's song. Oh, and friends, hear Usador's voice now, and trust him when he tells thee. There are other secret names, yet unrevealed unto thee.
I have to say, that's the best I've ever heard that go. You were felt so relaxed, so comfortable.
I really
comfortable.
Got to sit in it.
Yeah, it felt like there's no concerns or worries.
I usually kind of rush through it because I feel like I'm going to get interrupted.
Yeah.
So I just got to just sort of relax and just do my thing.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. And, of course, joining me here as the second co-host or filling in for Arnie is one of my best friends. This is Gorgeous, the Screaming Potato. Gorgeous, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes.
Great. Usador, anything going on this week? Oh, can I tell you something that happened to me?
Oh, please do.
One of my old friends is staying with me. She's a Gorgon. Have you heard of... Do you know
Gorgon?
Gorgon. I always say Gorgon. She's a Gorgon, and she's staying with me, and it's so awkward because I can't look at her, or I'll turn to stone.
Right.
And then she's using my shower, and I go in after her, and it's like, there's just, like, snakes in the drain. Like, it's just, like, it's just...
It's clogged.
And do you know how gross it is to, like, be like, oh, it's clogged.
Somebody else's wet snakes.
And then you pull out wet snakes, and it's like, are you... Like, if it's my own snakes, great.
Fine, yes.
But to pull out somebody else's nasty, wet snakes, that's just disgusting.
Now, John, I know you're dating a roach right now.
I am, yeah.
Have you thought about sleeping with this Gorgon?
No.
Because you can't look at her.
Yeah.
But you could make love to her and turn into a Gorgon.
Yeah, to me, so much of sex is visual.
You can't look her in the face. Can you not look at her at all?
I don't know. Hmm. I just hold up a mirror in front of me and try and look behind, like...
Right.
Yeah, I just try to angle it.
How did you become friends with the Gorgon?
It's a long story. And we have a lot of time, so here it is.
Here it is.
When I was younger, I got separated from my mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, Chuck. Hold that thought for one moment.
Oh, okay.
Can, come over here. Sit down. This is my friend, Can the Wizard. Have you ever met Can?
Yes. No, you mentioned Can. You mentioned Can. Hi,
yes.
Can.
Hello, I am Canificent Dewspring, master of space and time. headmaster of the Jizzlenob Preparatory School for Young Wizards. The elves did know me as Canagin the Ever-Living. The elves do know me as Candle Dewspice. The elves will know me as Candy Crowley. The dwarves did know me as Canned Heat. And, well, it goes on like that for quite a long time. But those are some of my names.
Wow.
It's good to see you, Can.
It's good to see you, Usador.
It's nice to meet you. I'm sorry that Arnie can't join us. I feel like he would have interrupted your speech with some clever earth sayings.
It's all right. I'm sure I will have met him many times.
Can is the master of space and time, so he's lived in a loop infinitely throughout time.
Yes, oh. I'm infinitely old. I have lived my way through the entire history of Foon multiple times.
Wow.
I know everything that has happened, is happening, and will be happening.
Does it always work out the same way?
Yes, but I have to admit, it's a lot to remember.
Oh, yes.
I've forgotten a great deal of it, especially things in the future. I forget and then only remember them when it's most dramatic to remember them.
Wow, pretty convenient.
Yes, it's very convenient.
Can, maybe you can help us. Chunt was telling us a story about how he met a Gorgon.
Oh,
Gorgon.
Perhaps
you remember something from the past or the future about him.
Yes, I seem to remember that Chunt married a Gorgon.
What?
That doesn't sound right.
I remember at some point Chunt marrying a Gorgon.
Do you know what's going to happen right now?
Right this moment?
Yeah, what's going to happen right now?
No.
Drink in your face!
Ah!
Do you remember this conversation? That wasn't very nice, Chunt.
Sorry.
That was not very nice.
Don't say I'm going to marry a Gorgon.
No, that's just how I remember it. Maybe I'm thinking of some other shapeshifter.
Maybe. Maybe my cousin. How old are you?
There's no way of knowing. I've lived so many times that I've forgotten most of the beginning of my life. I am not like Usador. I do not remember my coming into existence. I just remember parts of several loops through time.
Can I ask about, with your introduction, everything's going to be past tense?
Well, the elves did know me as Canagin Ever-Living, but the elves currently know me as Candle Dewspice.
So it does change. You don't.
Yes.
The things don't always happen the same every time you go around the loop of time.
Yes, during different periods of Foon's history, I am known by different races as different names.
Interesting. You also said that they will know.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have some sort of pre-sight as well.
Yes.
Into the loops you have not yet even lived.
No, well, I don't know things about my own future. But I remember my past futures.
Ooh, think about that for a second.
Think about it.
I don't want to.
It's trippy. And if you're hoping that I can somehow reveal future things, I cannot.
That's a shame.
I do, though, remember one thing quite clearly. Between you, Usador, you, Chunt, and Carnival Wilson.
Yes.
I know the order of your deaths.
Oh, I could probably guess that. Arnie, then me, then Usador.
That is not correct.
Oh!
Okay.
Chunt dies first. Usador dies second. Carnival Wilson, as far as I know, never dies.
Oh, brother.
I could be wrong.
How would
I could
Arnie,
be misremembering it.
How would how would Carnival Wilson... How would he outlast a wizard and a shapeshifter? Is he magical and we don't know about that?
It's all very blurry.
Ugh. This is the most frustrating thing in my life.
Now, we're giving you the business right now, but Can and I have gone on many adventures together. The blue wizard and the yellow wizard, together fighting for peace and truth and justice throughout all of Foon.
Can I ask something that might be a little insensitive?
Of course.
So, as you guys know, when you combine blue and yellow, it makes green.
Yes.
So, do the two of you equal one Spintax?
No, but if we consummated our relationship, we would make a Spintax.
We would?
Yes.
Would it be just a green wizard, or it would literally be Spintax?
It would literally be Spintax.
So he would.
And maybe that's how he came into existence.
In some future time, did you guys make love? And are you Spintax's dads?
Not that I'm aware of, but I don't have mastery over space and time.
That would explain so much about your relationship, as far as, like, trying, you know, being upset about how much he's accomplished because you're, you know, a dad who didn't... You're living vicariously through him.
Well, for all I know, Spintax is just as upset about all the things I have accomplished.
He doesn't mention
it. I don't think so.
No? No?
He's accomplished an awful lot. Even by my spotty memory.
He's done all right.
So, Ken, did you study in the Great Halls of Tarakas at all?
I did. I studied at the Great Halls of Tarakas. I've studied the Great Halls of Tarakas many times, and I more than likely will study there again, because I, you know, there's a lot to forget. But also, at the same time, as I mentioned before, I am headmaster of the Jizzlenob Preparatory School for Young Wizards, where many wizards go before the Great Halls of Tarakas.
Tell us a little bit about Jizzlenob.
Well, it's a magical preparatory school for promising young wizards. Most wizards, like Usador, are created into existence at an age that is much older. But some students train to become wizards.
Do you have any special, like, close relationship with any current student or students?
Well, we do have a student who there is a prophecy about.
Prophecies are a dime a dozen.
That's true, but there is a prophecy that there is a young wizard in training who will be the one to defeat the Dark Lord.
What?
The prophecy goes like this. Frisnap Tingle will grow up to defeat the Dark Lord.
That's pretty much what you
said. Saving all of Foon. Yes, I didn't say his name the first time.
His name is Frisnap Single?
Tingle.
Tingle.
He's a first-year student. Unfortunately, he died.
Oh, well, yikes.
Yes, he got into some adventures. I was a little lenient about letting him do some things he probably shouldn't have done at such a young age. And he was killed.
Wait, why didn't you look out for him? Like, shouldn't you be kind of hovering over the students to make sure they're not in danger?
Nah, you know, as a teacher, you look for teaching moments, and I thought it would be a teaching moment if he had an adventure in the school, as if I were not there to help at all. I guess I overestimated how well he would have done.
Oh, my God. Can't you, like...
A lot of our students die, actually, in similar ways.
A lot of children die.
A lot of deaths in Foon, specifically at Jizzlenob.
Is there some way that, since you're the literally the master of time, can't you, like, rewind time and, like, save him?
Chunt, that's not how it works.
But you just introduced...
I only travel through time in a way similar to how you do. It's just that I have done it so many times that I have memories from different time periods.
So you're not as much the master of time and space as you are just a victim of it.
I mean, you don't need to be a dick about it, Usador.
To the shapeshifters, you're known as victim of time.
Would you like me to drop the enchantment on this tavern and just let goblins in?
We talked to some lovely goblins.
Yeah, they're great.
Came in on
I feel like that's an outdated...
All goblins are terrible.
Yikes. That's outdated.
They should not be allowed.
You're on the wrong side of history, my man.
I am on the right side of history and the wrong side of history.
So did... What was the kid's name? You don't remember.
Frisnap Tingle.
Frisnap Tingle.
Did
we refer to him as the boy who died.
The boy who died. Can you tell us exactly how he died? Like, what was the adventure in school? Did a fellow student kill him? Was there some sort of... What happened? A cursed object?
Deep beneath Jizzlenob Preparatory School for Young Wizards, there is a secret compartment.
Why?
It's a secret.
All right.
Deep within that, there is a serpent.
Okay.
With a giraffe.
I kind of wanted to ask why again, but I feel like I was going to get the same answer.
There is a serpent with a giraffe's face who can answer any question.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is let loose, it will go on a killing rampage. This boy went down there to ask a question of the serpent. I do not.
Do you know why you keep that serpent in the school?
I do not. I should really look into it. He asked the question. He got an answer. He caught a terrible cold and died of pneumonia.
from the secret compartment?
From the secret compartment. It's very chilly.
Oh, gotcha.
So he didn't even really die in an adventure. He just got sick.
I mean, it was an adventurous place to get sick.
What else?
Chunt, you're a very good host of this podcast. You make it look so easy.
Well, can I just say that, you know, I've seen Arnie host before. He's pretty good. But
I think he's excellent.
Yeah, you seem pretty keen on Arnie. But I feel like Arnie's never had a guest where every time you ask him something, he's like, I forgot. I don't know. It escapes my mind. Like, usually the guests...
I feel like I've answered quite a few questions.
All right.
Chunt's getting a little bit upset, so I think perhaps this would be a great time to take a break, and we'll come right back with more from Can the Wizard.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm here again, Bungaree Chubbins. Do you find that most chamber pots are dull on the eyes, but too sharp on the nose? Who wouldn't want to deposit their leavings into a nutmeg-scented bowl depicting the elfin conquest of Fingaroon? Or maybe you prefer your turd box in a nice herringbone that smells like anise. Well, if you can afford that luxury, go right over to Penhaligon's Pretty Potties on Northwest High Street. I can't stop you. But if you want the simple pleasure of dropping your colon's own fragrance into a dull earthenware receptacle, then please come around to Chubbin's Chamber Pots and so forth. Oh, did I mention we also have lids?
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
And we're back with Canned Heat.
Oh, Chunt, I did not know you're a dwarf from the distant past.
I'm not. I just heard you list your names.
Oh,
so
I see. Yes.
Just picking my favorite.
The dwarves currently know me as Canticle Leibowitz.
Well, do you want to go on an adventure anytime soon? I'm dying to get back into a cave or a pit or a dungeon and just, you know, knock over some gels or some worms or just something. Just get out there and mix it up.
Well, Usador, I'm not as young as I used to be, so an adventure may be a little difficult for me to pull off, but you know, there are younger versions of me nearby.
There are multiple versions of you?
Well, technically, it's the same me. It's just that it's me on a different loop through time.
Well, what happened?
See, I thought this was the only version of you.
No, maybe I'm not explaining it very well. There's just one me. I get older and older. But when my age gets to the end of Foon, I start over again at the beginning.
I just always assumed that you took your same place in the timeline, though. What you're saying is each time you go around, there's an additional version of you that joins the world.
Yes.
So you are changing time every time because there's a new individual there in that timeline.
So it's like time after time.
What?
Do you remember the time?
Do you remember the time?
Foon folks are loving it.
Now,
is some danger that if I never die, eventually Foon will be overrun with me.
So you want us to kill you?
No, we're not there yet.
All right.
But someday, every part of Foon, every ounce of space, will just be packed to filling with me.
Is it possible that one of the other versions of you became the Dark Lord?
I suppose it's possible that a future version of me could eventually become the Dark Lord, but it seems unlikely.
So if we kill you now...
Look, we've really turned to killing me quite quickly.
Well, you did mention that if there were too many of you. I just thought we were perhaps...
Yes, but that's
service.
Quite... Look, once it's... Here's my thing. You have my permission if you're like, holy shit, there are like a million cans around, you can start killing me.
I gotta say,
but we're pretty far away from that.
And
right
sometimes
now.
When I, if that were to happen, I would look and I would go, I hate these cans.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill these cans.
Yeah, let's recycle this guy.
Everyone must hate these cans.
Yes. Why does he hate these cans?
Yes, exactly.
What a jerk.
Someone somewhere is loving it.
Now, here's my other question for you, Ken. Despite all the adventures we've gone on together, I've never asked you about the nature of your powers, so I'm quite curious. Have you ever wanted to change the course of time, or to change events, or tried to?
You know, I haven't really ever thought of it that way.
Now, I know you also have your day job at the school. Do you enjoy that job? Is that, or does it kind of get in the way? Is it like a day job, and you're like, wish I had more time to adventure and
I have
change
to be
the
honest,
course of time?
I don't love it.
Yes.
Not a fan. I really don't like children.
Yes, they're the worst.
I don't like teaching.
Yes.
I don't like bureaucracy of academia. I don't really care about what children live or die.
Perhaps the thing you should focus on changing is, like, yourself? Maybe it's time to do some work on you.
Speaking of changing yourself, I mean, obviously I'm a shapeshifter, so I can sort of change, not at will, but, you know, through ways. I've heard of some wizards being able to change themselves into animals. Is that something you can do?
I am merely a master of time and space. I know Usador, you have the power of light and shadow.
Yes, but I can also transform into a broomstick when I'm very afraid.
Do it!
I'm not afraid right now.
Boo.
It's
sort of an instinctual thing. If I get really scared, it's
do it now.
I have so much control.
Usador, there's a monster behind you.
What? Boo.
Wait, hold on. Give me that. Hand me that axe. Hand me that axe.
Right.
I'm gonna chop him in two.
No,
he's two broomsticks.
Oh.
I'm gonna chop these both up.
Oh,
he's four broomsticks.
This is
the best party trick ever.
Oh, we are all Usador.
Oh no.
He's like a broom walker.
This is the worst. Now there are many tiny Usadors.
This has happened before. We all speak in unison, and we'll eventually, as we sleep, we tend to turn into like one person again.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's fun to run around before people for a while. You know what I might do? I might run back into the forest and try to find a swoop line as small.
Well, thank you so much, Can, for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Chunt. And it's good to see you again, Usador.
It's good to see you as well, Can. I hope that soon we can go on an adventure and perhaps find some magical item to help defeat the Dark Lord and free you from your prison of time.
Yes.
I gotta say, it's an honor to just meet Spintech's dad. I mean, that's cool. I have a few emails here. These are emails from...
Not necessarily Can.
There's a few... Emails here. This is emails from chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. Matthew Bischoff writes, "Hey, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador." Well, Arnie's gone, so it's Can, Chunt, and Usador. "Love the show. We heard a bit about..."
Thank you.
"We've heard a bit about the drinks at the Vermilion Minotaur, and I'm wondering what cocktails and adult beverages are like throughout Foon. Do you have a favorite drink or bartender in the realm? Cheers, Matt." My favorite drink, I mean, I like just an ale with... at some point, I started to take it with a little bit of raspberry. I think at some point, somebody accidentally spilled some raspberry in my mead, and since then, I always drink it. So that's my favorite. Do you guys have a favorite drink, a favorite Foon beverage or drink?
Yes, I drink mostly water with a little bit of banana in it, just because the banana helps the acid reflux that my old body gets.
Okay, that sounds gross as hell. Usador?
I enjoy the stout and sturdy mead, or a delicious and hoppy ale, or even a rainbow bowl now and then. I enjoy all the beverages that are available to us here. And my favorite bartender is Otok Barleyfoot, followed closely by Talatia Pontaine from the town of Skur.
Oh, I love Pontaines.
I feel like Pontaines are sometimes like bananas. So we have another email here. This is from Jake Slickinger. He says, "Hey, Chunt, you're definitely the coolest person on a podcast." Oh, thank you. "Which is saying a lot since I have a thing for wizards, and Usador is utterly amazing."
Thank you.
I sent an email to Arnie because I'm a new fan that desperately wants to know if you and Usador have ever played the game Would You Rather. If you haven't, can you have Arnie explain the game?" Well, that doesn't work now. "And then play using the questions I provided below." So I guess Arnie's not here. So what do we think Would You Rather is?
What are the questions? Perhaps that will shed some light on it.
I wonder if there are context clues we could use to figure it out.
The questions are, it says, for Chunt, would you rather be able to instantly transform into anything that you like, but you must always have one butthole regardless of your form, or permanently remain a badger for the rest of your life, but you can always change the number of buttholes that you have? I mean, this seems pretty straightforward as far as what
the question.
Yeah, doesn't seem like a game. I guess I would always, I guess I'd remain a badger and be able to adjust my butt number.
How many points is that worth?
We'll say 100.
100 points.
100 points, congratulations.
100 points to House Badger.
For Usador, would you rather make Spintax the Green your servant for life at the cost of all your magical properties, or have Queen Titania all to yourself for one day, but lose all current and future titles, forced to only announce yourself as Usador?
What are magical properties?
I don't
know. Like my house isn't magical.
Yeah.
I don't have any magical properties, per se. So, that one.
Great. And this is for
400 points for me.
This one's
400 points to House Wizard.
This is for Arnie, but I guess we'll ask Can. Would you rather leave Foon to return home knowing that it will destroy every living thing in Foon, or save Foon by forsaking any method that could get you home?
Quite ironic that maybe the only way for me to save Foon would be to eventually leave it, because my mere overlapping presence will one day destroy it. So, I don't know, second one?
Great.
How many points?
10,000 points.
I've won.
Would you win?
I don't know.
Of course you don't.
That was a wonderful game.
You're having so much fun with me here, John.
Yeah, I mean, this is just like having Arnie on.
I've never met Arnie.
Yeah.
I suspect I never will.
Hey, so, you know, not real. That was not real. Obviously not real at all. What is real is my desire to get in touch with anybody at all who might know anything about astrophysics, dimensional planes, or any way to get me back home from this space thing that I appear to... I don't know. So anyone who can help me, if you hear me, please let me know. I don't even know how to... You would contact... All right. Usador was played by Matt Young. Chun was played by Adil Rafai. Can the Wizard was played by special guest Arnie Niekamp. That name sounds familiar. I don't know where from. Bungaree Chubbins was played by Tom Gottlieb, a.k.a. Cookie Masterson from You Don't Know Jack. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. Edited by Evan Jacover. If you go to Twitter or Facebook or just hellofromthemagictavern.com, you can see more stuff about the show. Again, not real. And, and we have t-shirts. You can see those on the website and buy one. Before I wrap it up for this week, don't forget, all of this not real stuff was sponsored by Emporium Arcade Bar. Check them out at EmporiumChicago.com and learn more about the Chicago Podcast Co-op at ChicagoPodcastCoop.com.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.